Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Let's go. Let's go. Woo! Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are at the Hy-Vee in Mission, the closest Hy-Vee to the intergalactic headquarters of the Chiefs Radio Network. You'll feel the glow here tonight at the Hy-Vee in Mission. And we are here. Wait a minute, I got breaking news here. Chiefs 30, Lions 17. You got to understand how big that win is. That win is huge. We have folks here tonight from Germany. We love our German fans. Dusseldorf. Where else we've got? Lübeck. Hanselstadt. And Harrington. And in German, we know it's huge in English, but in German, it is groß. That's right. Not Raiders English groß. It means big, huge. In German, we love all of our guests here tonight because we have folks here tonight from Oregon. Folks here tonight from Maine representing. Also here tonight from San Diego, California, came in for the game, a veteran. And, of course, the geeks are here in full force, yes. Caveman Bob, Weird Wolf, Autograph Geek, Yellow Fro Man without the fro, and Snowstorm Sandy, Cindy Lou Who, this is her time of year. My brother's here tonight. He runs Fat Brain Toys. If you need toys for a fat brain, he's got it, but he brought none of his toys here tonight. So that's the Redcoaters are here tonight. As usual, there they are. All right. Appreciate the Redcoaters being here. And it's like a Laker game. It's because all these people show up, you know, all these celebrities. Taylor is not here, I don't think. No, I invited Taylor, but he's a dude. He works over at Jiffy Lube, two blocks south. But anyway, we got like Bruce Heinrich here tonight from Leader Chauffeur Services. Yes. Number one chauffeur services in the world, and he played basketball at Chaminade for the Silver Swords in Hawaii. the leading meteorologist in the Chiefs Kingdom at KQ2 is here tonight. Vanessa. We've got our Savannah folks here tonight, the Savages.
Savages?
Yo, we got them right here. Susie Bling Bling is here and her entourage. We've mentioned the Germans. We got people here from everywhere. So it's an awesome night to celebrate this victory. One thing that's really cool, Andy Reid last night got his 29th win on Sunday Night Football. That is an all-time National Football League record. That is huge. In Deutsch, that is gross. Very good. Awesome. Also, Patrick Mahomes last night, with his 3 touchdown passes, has now 300 touchdown passes in his career. That is the quickest of 300 passes in National Football League history. That is huge. In Deutsch, that is gross. You got this. You got it down. All right. But, and all we're going to mention about the offense, 95 points in the last 3 games. That's the most in a 3-week span in 4 years. That is huge. All right. Defensively, though, the Lions were on a record pace. They were on a pace to have the best back, and still do, I guess, if they get like 60 points to overcome what they did last night, to be the best back-to-back scoring average team since Sid Luckman in the 1941-42 Bears. I kid you not, but they were held to 17 points in that game. Tim Barnett, there you go, buddy. The Chiefs defense was able to put the hammer down. In Deutsch, Schlag der Hammer nieder. Ready? Schlag der Hammer nieder. All right, we got that, and we're ready to go. Plus, this week, it's not just any week. It's Raiders week, baby. And do not take them for granted. They won against Tennessee yesterday. And if I have to remind you, if you're going to take them for granted, Christmas Day, 2023. We'll just leave it at that. They beat us and didn't complete a pass for 3 quarters. They still can't believe that happened. It's also a special week this week because for the first time in a year and a half, and you're going to hear me talk about this all week long, I'm doing a special minute with Mitch on it. For the first time in a year and a half, we're getting ready to call the 514 area code. Why? Hollybird Brown, number 5, Xavier Worthy, number 1, and number 4, Rashi Rice. Steve Sandman Sanders is here tonight, our lead photographer of the Kansas City Chiefs and Chiefs Kingdom. He and I were watching those 3 guys walk down the hill thinking, oh my goodness, we're going to win the state track meet. That was a year and a half ago. They have never been on the same field at the same time until this week. Let's go. I'm telling you, we got to get red and real and rowdy. And a special guest tonight, we're going to hear from Coach Reid with our exclusive Monday night fireside chat, throw a log on the fire. But after that, a special guest tonight, number 82 forever, Tim Barnett is our guest tonight. And just look it up on your phones. For those of you here or those of you listening on our 117 station network tonight, it's on YouTube. Just look it up. The catch against the Steelers in the 1993 wild card game. And you'll know why our guest tonight is red and real and rowdy and good and perfect to have on tonight, because we're going to talk wide receivers. Why wouldn't we talk wide receivers? Because we're getting ready to call the 514 area code. And then we got 9 and we got 80 and we got zip codes and area codes and all kinds of stuff. Lots of codes. But it's all good, folks. It is all good. Because like I said last night, I didn't want people to misunderstand it. Because when we lost to Jacksonville, I said, man, 2-3, and this one feels like 2-4. To win last night against that team on Sunday Night Football, yeah, it's 3-3, because it feels like 4-2, really, because guess what? The school bus is pulled up to the track, and the dudes are getting off the bus to run the 4x1, the 4x2, and the 4x4. And we're also going to be in the field events because it's time to put the hammer down, baby. Schlagda Hamanita. When we come back, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tickets for Less is your trusted choice for tickets to every Chiefs game. With the best prices and no service fees at ticketsforless.com. There's nothing that beats the atmosphere at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And Tickets for Less makes being there easy. Plus, upgrade your game day with the all-inclusive VIP tailgate, featuring food, drinks, and the ultimate pregame party in Kansas City. Secure your Chiefs tickets now at ticketsforless.com. And don't forget to save big with promo code ChiefsRadio.
The Chiefs Kingdom Radio Show is brought to you by Window World, official window company of the Kansas City Chiefs. In over 20 years in business, they have improved the look and thermal efficiency over 50,000 customers in Kansas City. Window World is now offering up to 36 months same-as-cash financing with approved credit. If you have any questions or would like a free in-home estimate, call 816-799-0820 or visit online at windowworld.com. Window World, simply the best. For less.
Flu season is here. Get your flu shot today at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and no appointment is necessary. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, earn a 20-cent fuel saver. That's right, a 20-cent fuel saver. Get your flu shot when it's convenient for you. Schedule online or just stop by your Hy-Vee pharmacy. No appointment necessary. Help your family stay healthy. Get your flu shot and get a 20-cent fuel saver only at Hy-Vee. See store for details. Some restrictions apply.
Dana Hughes here. I've seen a lot of stat lines in my playing days, but these numbers, they caught my attention. Flight by Yuengling. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, and all the crisp, refreshing flavor you want in a light beer. It's brewed by the oldest brewery in America, so you know it's got some serious history behind it. If you're into stats and taste, you're going to love this beer. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer, and the official beer of Dane & Hughes. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
For years, everyone thought Verizon had the best network, because they did. But now the best mobile network in the U.S. is T-Mobile. T-Mobile's network has the most advanced 5G, with more towers, and their signal reaches further than ever. So you can text and Insta-talk and say, you won't believe where I am.
T-Mobile has the best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025. See T-Mobile.com/network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Holmes in the shotgun on fourth down. Throws a wheel on right side. It's caught. Touchdown at the far front pylon. Xavier Worthy scraped outside. It is touchdown pass number 300 for Patrick Mahomes, counting the playoffs. That is an all-time NFL record. He does it in his 139th game. The fastest to 300 passing touchdowns in NFL history. The Chiefs lead 6-3.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. We're in the Mission Hy-Vee. Later, but now let's check in with the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. 29 Sunday night victories, the most in National Football League history, Coach. Congratulations. You've got the nickname Big Red. Maybe you could be Sunday night savant, but congrats on an awesome win.
No, thanks, Mitch. I appreciate you. Yeah, it takes a lot to do that, and a lot of people. So, including you, doggone it, with the voice, man. Huh? You get the fans like cranked up. It's crazy. They were great. Talk about energy.
It was awesome. I want to ask you, first overall, just want to encourage you the most about this win. The Lions had won 19 of 22 games in the regular season, 31 of 39. And to beat that team, what fired you up the most about that win?
Well, you're right. They're a really good football team, and I like the way the guys approached it, and the execution that took place. So I know they were emotionally high, but coming off a loss that, you know, our guys felt like they kind of didn't do their best and should have. So this one here, we got rid of some of the mistakes that we were doing, some of the penalties, and they consciously were working on those things to try to get better. And then it comes to fruition where they go out and play good. So hopefully it's a lesson that we can, that's been learned, and we can take that forward as we go, as we move on. But that's a good football team, most of all. And to come out, and their well coached, Dan does a great job with that crew. I mean, he's changed the whole program around, and they're not the old Lions. This is a contender, and you know, our guys played well against them.
Yeah, he's doing there what you did to us back 13 years ago when you came here to completely transform this place. One thing I get fired up about, though, and I went back, this is 10 quarters, or actually, yeah, my math, 14 quarters, to the halftime of the New York game, 19 red zone trips and 14 touchdowns from 8 different guys. Last night's red zone success, how's it working? Because now this is a trend over 3.5 games where it's just been superb.
Yeah, I think Patrick has distributed the ball great just in general. And then the red zone, that comes in handy. It's hard to focus on one person down in there. You've got a bunch of guys that you've got to worry about from a defensive standpoint. You know, David Girardi does a nice job of putting things together, and he and Nags go through it and hammer that out and come up with this stuff and spend a ton of time on it. That's such an important area. And everybody's red zone starts at a different place defensively. And this group here, they were going to stay pretty active from the 25 in. And he had to really take care of business. Sometimes it's the 20. Sometimes teams will even take it in further to the 11-yard line before they start running their red zone defense. So you have to decipher that and then come up with stuff that's different than your normal game plan. And I think our guys have done a good job, and the players believe in it, and they execute it.
But to get so many different guys involved and to be able to attack horizontally and vertically and using angles, you've taught me about the geometry of the game. But now you're able, it seems like getting more and more troops that you're able to attack like every part of the field in the red zone.
Well, you've got good speed right now. So you've got some good speed, and then you have some power guys that can play in there between Kels, Juju. You're gonna, you know, have Rasheed into the mix here, and those are kind of power receivers, and then you got the fast guys. So you should be able to stretch the field the best you can down in there. It's tight quarters. The 12th man is that in line back there. They, you know, everything's a little tighter and a little faster in the red zone. So you've got to really, and listen, all your strengths and weaknesses are magnified down there. So you've really got to focus and do the right things there.
Jalen Moore. To be called upon and say, dude, you got to roll. How good was he? How good was the offensive line? And the fact you got a Detroit kid that you put in act, it was only his 13th NFL start. So what about his performance last night?
Yeah, I thought Jalen did a nice job. I attribute that to Andy Heck, because he has those guys rotate during the week, and so any of them are available at any time, and they've proven that over the years, whether it's Caliendo, whether it's it doesn't matter who goes in. Allegretti a couple years back, you know, these guys just go in and they play at a high level. And so for Jalen to jump in there and do his thing, I think he was comfortable with it. He did have some starts at San Francisco, did a nice job. That's why we brought him here. Veach did a good job with that. And then it was great to get him in the game, you know, and doing it as opposed to just going in as a tight end. You know, we've used him in that position a little bit, goal line, short yardage stuff. But it was good to get him in and let him play. And he was solid throughout the game, run and pass.
Great to see it. Defensively, this Lions team now, they were scoring at a clip here really over a year and a half that hadn't been seen since the 41-42 Chicago Bears. Defensively, to hold this team to 17 points, get stops, and to hold them down. What about the defense overall in this game?
Now, I thought the defense, after the first couple of series, I thought Spags just, he made a couple of little adjustments in there and just tightened everything up. And you got to include David in there working with the secondary and Brendan and Joe. I mean, these guys are the ones that are relaying the messages to the players and making sure that they do what they're asked to do. And then the guys buy into it. So they have to trust the coach to buy into it and go. They've, you know, in Spags, they trust. And then likewise with those assistants. And so they, all those guys pulled together. And I thought, did a nice job of slowing things up and really had some big stops in there.
You talked about Coach Heck and the offensive line, and I love the way he's moving those guys in and out during practice. But what about the defensive line and how much of that's part of you have to have a rotation, especially when you're facing that offensive line and those two running backs that the Lions have?
Yeah, the fieriest guy on our staff and maybe on the team, period, is Joe Cullen. I mean, he is wild, and he's brilliant, and he's dirty tough. So he's come a long way since being that nose guard at UMass, but he All-American nose guard, I believe. And so but he brings a ton of energy to that group, and they love him for that. He works their tail off, and they respond to it. And again, he does a heck of a job of rotating guys, so he's throwing fastballs at the offense. And as time wears on, you know, in a game, that benefits you a little bit.
Zero penalty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as you mentioned at the beginning in your comments about cleaning it up, zero penalties accepted against us last night. That hasn't happened since the Jacksonville game of week 10 of 22. The fact that it was so tight and good in all three phases that there were zero penalties on us last night.
Yeah. So the guys put a conscientious effort forward to fixing the problems that they had before. All those 13 calls weren't wrong. I mean, there were some that we, you know, obviously needed to work on. And so our guys put an effort towards doing that, getting themselves in the right positions and using their footwork to do so, angles to do so. So it was good to get that done. And then, you know, some crews are different than other crews, and this crew here lets you play. And I mean, I argued about a couple that were against us, or, you know, and I know we had a couple that they just let play out. They weren't drafted. They weren't changers by any means, but they let the guys play. And I think for TV, I think for the fans in house, I think for the game in general, that's a good thing. If you can, you know, if it's not just clear and obvious, let it go and let these guys let their talent show.
For sure. I'm going to take you back to this is late July, early August of 2024. I remember watching him walk down the hill. I'd seen him in OTAs, but here comes Hollywood with Xavier, with Rashee, coming down the hill, and we call it the 514 area code. We've never seen them on the field together, and that's a year and a half ago, and here we are. What about getting those three out there at the same time for the first time?
Yeah, I think they're excited about that. They're very close. They help each other out. They like each other, obviously. So, and they work out together. They all go down with Patrick for phase one and do their thing. And now they get a chance to play together. And it's crazy to think that they haven't been on the field together, but you're right. And, it'll be nice to get them out there and see what they can do.
Final question before we let you go. It's Raiders week. Here they come, and they're going to come in with some confidence after beating Tennessee yesterday. Overall, your thoughts on the Raiders as we get ready to prepare for them?
Yeah, you betcha. They will come in confident. They've got a good football team. Pete does a nice job with that crew, and you can see his flavor on that defense for sure. They are flying around, and they've got good talent and making plays. There's nothing easy there. And then offensively, they went out and got a veteran quarterback that has a heck of a track record. So, and they drafted a big time running back, and they've got weapons. So our guys, when they get in here and turn on the tape, they'll see firsthand that we got to really have a great week of preparation.
Coach, thanks for being with us, and thanks for owning Sunday Night Football in your career.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Redhead. And hi to all those Redheads out there.
They're here, and they're crazier than ever. That's Raiders week. They're fired up. Thank you. That's Head Coach Andy Reid. We come back, we'll have Tim Barnett. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Unbalanced left, Caliendo in the line of scrimmage. Pacheco, the running back. First down and goal to go, sprint out action. Mahomes keeps it, he's into the end zone, touchdown. Keeping the ball on the option, Mahomes with the rushing touchdown. And he scores at 37 seconds to go in the first half.
Yeah, let's go. We are back at the Hy-Vee in Mission. The Hy-Vee in Mission. Love it. Special thanks, as always, to Shotgun Jackson and the Shotgun Jackson Fan Club. He's got his own fan club and his own apparel line. So awesome. We have got folks here from Oregon tonight, here from Maine tonight, San Diego tonight. The leading meteorologist in the kingdom, Vanessa from KQ2, is here tonight. Geeks are here. Redcoaters are here. We're just loaded up. Laker night, Bruce Heinrich is here from Leader Chauffeured Services. But a special shout out to our guests from Deutschland. Our German Chiefs fans are here tonight in force. Dusseldorf, Stuttgart, Lubeck, Hasselstadt. Yes, and so they will know this. Lift a glass and I'll say Prost. Prost.
Prost. Prost.
That's right. It's not just any week, it's Raiders week. And I'm getting ready to introduce the voice you just heard, but before I do that, I need to talk to you about really something cool when you get 30 points. Because one of the best things you can do is score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. I think this works with Oiros, too. I think so. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score, 30, based on the amount you spend, 30. If the Chiefs score 30 points, you save 30 cents a gallon. Got this down? With any $30 purchase, the more we score, the more you save the day or night after a game. So a lot of you shop. I see it. A lot of you do your grocery shopping after the show, and I love it. And we're here at the Mission Hy-Vee. Excited because we're getting ready to call the 514 area code. But let's talk wide receivers because Tyquan Thornton, we didn't target him, but you know he's around. Best average per catch in the National Football League. How good is Juju Smith-Schuster right now? I call the cat the door hinge because dudes get open, man, because he's like, oh, I think I'm running it around. No, you're wide open. It is an art form, and Juju's perfect at it. So he is the door hinge. But a guy who was not only a door hinge, but a big-time receiver, had one of the biggest catches in our 66-year history, is with us tonight because he had the catch to get the game tied against the Steelers in the wild card game in 1993. Ladies and gentlemen, 82 forever, Tim Barnett is our guest tonight.
What's up, Mitch?
Let's go.
How you doing?
I'm kind of fired up. I don't know if you can tell.
I can tell.
Oh, man, let's go. I got my sisters and brothers here from Deutschland, and so it's just so exciting. We got books falling, but it's pretty crazy. This, what are you seeing in this team offensively now, 3 weeks in a row? The fact that they are 14-19 in the red zone with touchdown percentage, the fact you're going to get Rashi Rice now to join the club. What are you seeing from the offense, and where can it go?
Well, they're great. They're getting better every week. Rashi's going to make, when he comes back on Wednesday, we automatically get better. And I like the way you put that 5-1-4. I never thought about it that way, but that's great. And I don't think I could have ran with those guys. They're kind of fast.
Well, you weren't slow.
Well, but they're a little faster now.
You weren't bad. I mean, 10 touchdowns in his career when you look at what he did. But that play you made, though, against the Steelers. Let's just walk through that play, because I watched it today about five times. I think you were sneaky. I think you went and hid in the shade. Because if you look at that game, the end zones are covered in shade and half of it's in the sunshine. And
yeah,
you go cover, and the Steelers are, where'd he go? And you're over in the corner hiding. And you then touchdown, Tim Barnett.
Well, you know, Marty kept sending, well, Joe Pendry was sending plays in, and you know, Joe can do what he wants. They send the plays in. Joe said, no, we're not going to do that.
Oh, Montana.
Joe said, everybody's played football in your backyard, so let's just play football. Somebody get open. And I must have went in motion probably 10 times and was trying to see what Rob Woodson was going to do. He went. And the last time he didn't go, he went out. So I said, oh, he's not going. This zone. So I sit there, and it took about 2 hours for that ball to get there.
You guys made that play up?
We made it up. We just play it, get open. So we were trying to get open. We know we were in a situation. We had to do something then. And, hey, it worked. It worked.
Hey. Running the get open play was huge. Or Deutschland. Gross. Awesome, though, that you guys just get open.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that year we thought, actually, I felt like we was going to the Super Bowl. Actually, I was calling my family saying, hey, you're going to get tickets to the Super Bowl. You're not. You are. We got to Buffalo. And when
how'd that go, by the way? Did that go okay?
Well, it didn't go so well with some. But after we got to Buffalo, everything was good, and we felt good about things. When Joe got hurt, it's just like, oh, man, we're in trouble. And I think that's just kind of broke guys' spirit. And Kimball, a ball reflected off of Kimball Anders, and it just went bad from there. But, hey, we got a team now.
Yes, we do. Now, everybody's talking about there's only one football, and there's a lot of dudes that can do something with the football. And I said today I got asked in a show about getting Rashid back, and what does that mean? And to me, it's a Deebo Samuel effect.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got power and speed. He's almost like a running back. You get that action. Sharing the football and being unselfish. I was looking at today. You had Willie Davis, right front pylon, now one of our scouts. You also had J.J. Burden.
J.J.
And then Coach wanted to run the ball 1,000 times.
2,000.
2,000, okay. Which meant you had to block.
Yeah.
So
that was a big part of our offense. Our receivers, if you didn't block here, you wouldn't get on the field. So, and we didn't have a problem. We knew when they threw the ball, we was going to have to catch it because it wasn't coming around that often. And, you know, these guys now, you have the guys that we have here. Like he said, those guys, I told my wife yesterday, if I was Andy, I'll come out every game and just throw a Hail Mary at the first play of the game. I mean, because throw it where it won't get intercepted. But, you know, those guys, they can fly.
Yeah, they can fly. And Andy's even said this will be the fastest group he's ever had. Now, think about the dudes he had in Philly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Those guys weren't slow. But now, all of a sudden, like I said, we're getting off the school bus running the 4x1. But understanding how to play to Patrick, you just talked about playing with Joe.
Yeah.
To play with Patrick, or a guy like Tyquan Thornton, to see him, the three catches he made the week before were all three different plays that he had to know spatial awareness and cover zero. And so knowing how to do, what to do, when to do it, and then complete the doing it.
Playing with Patrick, you probably got to be on the swivel and know that the ball can come to you at any given time, because he'll run out and, you know, you can't give up. I mean, it's not to you, but he'll make plays. When he roll out, that ball is going to go anywhere. Seriously, so it's going to go anywhere. So you got to be ready to make the catch. Isaiah dropped a couple last night because he wasn't ready to prepare for it, and that's what you got to do. You got to turn around and be ready for it because he's going to get it out. I mean, he's awesome to see, and I'm one of them. I like to think. I'm a thinker, so I think now, and I tell my wife all the time, what's going to happen when Patrick leave? Man, she says, I hope he never leave. I said, well, he's 30. Give him about 10, maybe 12 more years, and that's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Flacco's still playing. He's like 89. I don't know.
Yeah, he's old. He's old. I think I played with Flacco.
I think you did. That's right. I think you're in camp together.
Yeah.
Wasn't
yeah.
sure. So as a receiver, though, you bring up something interesting. If you hear the play call, like Y-slice, 969, F-razor, and you're like, oh, that's not my route. I'm not the main guy.
Mitch, I'm surprised. You know the route. Razor was one of our prominent routes, the Razor.
And so if you heard Razor, what are you going
to
do?
If I had a Razor, Willie's going to run to the back of the to the center of the end zone. I'm going to just race, and that's why it's called Razor, to the corner of the end zone and wait there, and it should be coming to one of us.
That's kind of what you did when you hid in the shade over there against the Steelers.
Hey, you got to get open. Do what you can do.
Rod Woodson, I go, he was right here. He was right here. Yeah, absolutely. But the point is, okay, here's my point. You're going, wait a minute, I'm not the primary receiver. But what you're saying is everybody's the primary receiver every time.
Everybody. And Pat, the way he plays, it looks like it's just anybody get open, he's going to get the ball to you. I mean, he does things with the ball. And then every game I say, wow. Wow, we would have got benched and thrown out of the league for doing some of the stuff that he do. You know, and Patrick's one of those, when he first came and you watched him, you'll say his mechanics, well, you tell kids, that's not who you want to model yourself after the play. And now every kid is trying to model themselves, and that's the way coaches are coaching them now. This is what you do, you know. So, I mean, he's awesome. And I have to be honest, I was an Alex Smith guy. I liked Alex Smith. When they drafted Patrick,
we
I was
too.
Like...
Alex Smith.
I was like, wait a minute, what's wrong with Alex? This, you know, where's this guy coming from? And Patrick got in the game, and my wife said, what do you think about Alex? I said, who's Alex?
Let's see, because one of the cool things the Hunt family did was you got rings from this.
Yeah, yeah.
So did that, nothing against Alex, but you got rings.
Yep.
So,
you know, and actually we probably, my cousin, well, he played for the Eagles for 9 years. They won the Super Bowl last year, unfortunately. And so I did get a chance to call him and say, hey, did they give you a ring when they gave out rings? He says, no, they gave you rings? I said, yeah. We have the top organization in the NFL.
The Hunts, so classy. All right, it's not just any week. It's Raiders week, baby. Here they come. Let's talk about your Raider memories and what Raiders week was like for you.
You know, my rookie year, I caught my first touchdown in the NFL on Monday night against the Raiders.
Yeah.
And
wait a minute, that was huge for our Germans. Gross. Okay.
And really didn't know when I came how big Raider Week was. Back then, we wore Zuma pants. And you guys are young. Y'all don't know what the Zuma pants are, right? So the pants had on there, everybody had them in their locker, says Raider hater. Every Raider game, you had those. You had the caps, the pants, and we wore them. They were kind of weird-looking pants, but we enjoyed wearing them. It said, and they
you
said,
all had Zuma pants.
We had Zuma pants. Matter of fact, I texted Dana Hughes this morning about 6 o'clock and said, hey, you remember those Zuma pants? I know you keep your stuff, so can you give me a pair of yours? I know you got about 3 or 4 pair left. He said, laugh out loud, I don't have any anymore.
I say, they still fit? You look like you can play, though.
Mine's will probably be too big, but, you know, I don't know if Danny can fit his.
You said it. I didn't, because I got to see him and work with him. So, way to get me in trouble there. But Raiders week is a very real thing. And we see they get excited and beat us. They had the school bus 2020 game, and Gruden beats us, and they do laps around a stadium in a school bus.
Yeah. One of the things you said that made a lot of sense, you can't take anybody lightly. Anybody can beat you any given Sunday. Because I remember that game in 2023, and I thought, we lost to the Raiders? How did this happen? But you know what? It's going to be a hard-hitting, I shouldn't say swinging, because you know some do swing, so I won't use that word.
That's so touchy today.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard-hitting game, and I know the guys are going to be up for the game. If you can't get up for any game, you're going to get up for the Raiders game. I guarantee you that.
So let's do this. You can get this one now. You get that one. I'll take this one, because it's not just any week. It's Raiders week. That means it is time to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. Or for in Deutsch, Schlag der Hammer nieder. Yeah. All right. Prost. When we come back, there is more to this young man to my right than just catching passes in a wild card game or beating the Raiders, because we'll talk more about Tim Barnett. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee in Mission. We'll wedge you in here. It's a sellout crowd, but we'll get the fire marshal in here, too. He wants to get in here. So we'll get them all in here, because we got an awesome night. We got people here from around the globe, people, and we're having a lot of fun. We'll be back to talk more with Tim Barnett after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Kareem Hunt, the running back. Lions five-man front. They're going to come on a flip pass. Coming near side at the five. Waiting on a block and into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs go Hollywood. And the Chiefs get a 9-yard flip pass going right to left. And Kansas City's got the coveted 2-possession lead early in the third quarter. Yeah. We are red and rowdy and real tonight. And appreciate everybody out here at the Hy-Vee in Mission. And you know I get fired up because it's Kingdom Bundle time. You can't get this at Fat Brain Toys, where my brother runs that place, but you can get them at Hy-Vee, because nobody does tailgating better than Hy-Vee. This Kingdom Bundle, 4 burgers, 4 pork chops, 4 brats, 4 chicken breasts, $30.
Oh, wow.
Heck yeah, how about that? Look at Tim Barnett going, I'm going to find some of this. I know. This is one of Mitch's favorite things. So anyway, and for our German folks, right? Prost.
Prost.
Yeah, you're going to want some of this Kingdom Bundle, because it includes brats. That's right there, okay? Anyway, our guest tonight, again, Tim Barnett, perfect to have on as we get fully stocked at wide receiver and get ready for not just any week, it's
Raider week.
Now, let me talk more about Tim Barnett. He was given the Walter White Award last year. And the Walter White Award is started, of course, named after the late Walter White, who is as good as they came. And but the best ambassador, who does the most work, shows up at the most stuff for charitable causes, gets this award. And Tim Barnett won that award last year. Why?
Well,
why so? You are so involved.
Well, the thing is, if you're going to be a part of something, you put your all into it. So, and you know, a lot of guys are not, doesn't have the flexibility to do things. So I have the flexibility. So when I'm available, yeah. And so I believe in giving back to the community. You have to help. And because there's people that's less fortunate than you, and whatever you can do to help, you have to do it.
What does that mean? And how much do you talk to our current guys about that?
Well, I talk to Jalen Royals a lot. We talk a lot, and I
love that kid.
And I told him just the other day that you gotta find some type of foundation, find something that you're gonna do within the community, because the Chiefs are very involved and they believe in community work, and giving back to the community.
But I've seen you help families, and I've seen you help kids,
yeah.
And I've seen you give kids hope. and that the Chiefs, I say, is always bigger in football, and it never leaves you. And the fact you said you got rings, right, from the Hunt family.
Yes.
But how much of is that a conduit to get into other areas to be able to help where maybe other entities cannot?
You'd be surprised at what you can do to help a person and change a person's life just like that. Just tonight, we got here and a lady came and says, "Hey, I love you all's gala, but I can't afford it anymore. It's a little too expensive. So we're gonna try to get something together and make sure we can get her to that gala." There she is, right there. She's looking on up her hand. So yeah. It's just giving back. Like I said, if somebody's less fortunate, you never know when you're gonna need a helping hand, or your child might need a helping hand, or your grandchild might need a helping hand. So when you have the opportunity, you can do it. Then I think you should. And that's not just former football players; it's anybody. If you can help, give a helping hand. Give a helping hand.
Again, Tim Barnett, our guest tonight, part of our ambassador and the Walter White Award winner, a graduate of Jackson State University, a proud graduate of Jackson State. And here's why something I'm very proud of, and I talk about this a lot nationally. The Kansas City Chiefs were the first franchise in pro football history to embrace the HBCU schools.
Yes. Yes.
How much pride do you have? It gives me chills to even bring it up. Because at the time, there was either quotas or you didn't go to HBCU schools to get players.
Yeah.
The Chiefs opened the doors to that.
Yes, they did. Lamar Hunt did that. And when I got here, I wasn't even aware of it. And I got here and looked. I saw Albert Lewis, Leonard Griffin, Benny Thompson, all these guys that played in the HBCU that I knew. And I was like, wow. And I looked and I said, we have more guys from the HBCU on our team than any other team in the NFL. So Lamar Hunt did that. He went into the HBCUs and got the players, and we are very grateful for that.
We have Hall of Famers.
Yes.
We have Pro Football Hall of Famers from HBCU schools.
Lem Barney, Jackie Slater. It's a bunch of them. So these.
Oh, how about Walter Payton went
Walter
to your school?
Walter Payton went to my school, actually. Yeah. I didn't want to be biased and name him first, you know?
I know. You were cool. It was the whole Robert Brazil went to Jackson State.
Yep.
He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But for the Chiefs, to open that door, if you look at our Super Bowl IV roster, look that up and look where they went to school. Like a third of them
yes.
are HBCU school guys.
Yep. And you know, and all the guys need is a chance. You know, you get a chance and you come in, and Lamar did that. And you know, Albert should be a Hall of Fame one day.
Yep.
You know, because Albert can check. We had some DBs that were, we had one that can cover you and one that will rock you. So you know the guys I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
So. Great guys, and you know, Benny Thompson was a guy from the HBCU. I've never seen a guy. I was actually kind of afraid of him because he'd bust a wedge. They don't let him do that anymore. He'd bust a wedge and he'd do whatever he got to do, sacrifice his body to do and get where he wants to get. So again, great guys. You work hard, and Lamar, as an owner and to be who he was, I've never seen a person more humble than him. I seen we were playing the Raiders at the Coliseum one day. And Lamar was walking back, and the game was over, we had won, and he was walking back into the stadium. The guy hit him in the chest with his hand and said, "You can't come through here. This is for players and personnel, players' personnel." So I'm looking like, dude, this guy know who he's touching? And so Lamar walked all the way around where he told him to go and walked in. And it was a pretty good walk around. So we get in, we get to the plane. I said, "Lamar, I saw that guy. Why didn't you tell that guy who you was? And I mean, you didn't have to do that." He says, "Well, you know what I appreciate? I appreciate that guy. He was doing his job. So I did what he asked." So that stuck with me forever.
He didn't say, "I started this whole league."
Exactly.
And you wouldn't even have a team.
Because I was looking like, oh, this guy's getting ready to lose his job.
Well, it is, I'm really proud of that fact. And you need to help me do something. You need to help me tell our current players about that, because they're the same way.
I will.
They had no idea.
No,
they're like, "Whoa, we didn't know that." So we need to keep telling that story.
Yes, yes, we will. I'll help, because I mean, it stuck with me, and I always remember that. Lamar's. I remember I used to get upset if we lost a game, and you know, he walk in the locker room and he says, "Tim, they're professionals just like you. You're gonna win some. You're gonna lose some. Today they won. We'll win again." So he was just a humble guy.
Yeah. Wow. But he's got to be loving what he's got now, because he's got the best team in pro football. We're going to let him go into the night. So gracious to have us here, especially on this night where we're getting a full wide receiver core, and here come the Raiders. But
the fact that he's the Walter White winner and given up so much of your personal time for so many great causes deserves us to send him into the night the right way. Walter White, ladies and gentlemen. Not Walter White, Tim Barnett, the Walter White winner. Tim Barnett, number 82.
Thank you.
Standing ovation, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
We come back. We'll wrap it up after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Third down and goal to go at the 3-yard line. Pacheco motioning left. Mahomes in the pocket, darts it near side, caught, touchdown! Kansas City, Hollywood Brown is having a night. And the Chiefs answer a touchdown with a touchdown to go up 26-17, 9:30 to go in the game.
Yeah. That was huge. Or for our German fans, gross. Yes, gross. Hey, something I get fired up about too, and Ashton Gelati's involved with this, because we've talked about this Azarta barbecue sandwich that helps big brothers, big sisters. And I love our rookie class. We saw Noel Williams come up with the big plays again. This rookie class is doing it for us. But barbecue and football, the KC takeaway sandwich is back. And so thin sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burnt ends, pepper jack cheese, Creole seasoning. Yeah. Score this sandwich plus hand cut fries, just $10 at all the Kansas City Metro Hy-Vee locations. A portion of the proceeds from every sandwich sold will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. All right. Special thanks to Tim Barnett. Awesome dude. And again, the Walter White winner from last year. You'll see him all over our city. Here come the Raiders. They got Ashton Jeanty, who's an awesome rookie running back out of Boise State. Hard to tackle. Right now, he's got some of the best yards after contact in the league after six games of his rookie season. Not sure they're going to have Brock Bowers or not, but whether they do or don't, we all know that it's not just any week. It's Raiders week. And I don't have to tell you about the school bus going around the stadium in 2020 or the Christmas game of 2023. But here come the Raiders, and it's going to be time to put the hammer down. Or for our German fans, Schlag der Hammer nieder. Yes. It's been awesome tonight because I felt the vibe. And the vibe you represent in Oregon, you represent in Maine. It could be Savannah, Missouri. It could be St. Joseph, Missouri. It could be Stafford, Kansas. It could be Hey Hey Paula and her group right there. It could be all of you. But this is an amazing franchise. We don't want to take it for granted. Ever, ever, ever. And we got to attack this week and keep rolling, because the 514 area code will be able to be called for the first time in a year and a half. Next week, Independence, Nolan Road for the show. We'll have a current player, and we will celebrate a win over the Raiders. And to our German fans, Prost! Prost! On the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.